Todd Kolop here, who's here to talk to us about Gideon's and the Good News Global Ministries, the jail ministries. So without further ado, Todd Kolop.
Well, thank you, Todd, from one Todd to another. I didn't realize how bright those spotlights are up there. Should have brought my sunglasses. Well, I do want to thank Pastor Mark for giving me the opportunity to share with you this morning about the opportunities we have to fulfill what Jesus has asked us to do. Some of you refer to this as the Great Commission that we find in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, where in part it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." Webster defines the term mission, a sending out or being sent out with authority to perform a special duty. So today, I want to get you thinking about what Christ is really asking of us. We come to this building week after week. Some of us have been coming here year after year, listening to our pastor share and teach from the scriptures. We enjoy the fellowship of this church. We enjoy the encouragement we get from our friends. But then what? James 2, 17 through 18 tells us, "So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.'" You may ask, well, what are works? It can be a variety of things, starting with the simplest of things, such as sharing our own personal story of what Jesus Christ means to us today. And that's what I want to emphasize today, is how do we go about sharing our story, and why is it important to do that? Last week, Pastor Mark talked about the power that we have through the Holy Spirit. If we are Christ's followers, we all have a story to tell, and we should tell it with excitement. We can all be missionaries. We just need to use that power to be bold enough to share what God has done in our lives. Nancy, I know, has shared with us her story over the years. Quentin was bold enough to share his story with us over the years. But as missionaries of Christ, we all need to be willing to tell others about the saving grace of Jesus Christ and the hope that he has given us. The weekend of June 9th, which we'll be promoting somewhat soon, we'll have our Faith Promise Challenge weekend. The Ackermans will be coming to share and encourage us again. So this morning, I kind of want to prime your thinking process a little bit with a couple of opportunities that you can help out locally here in our own community. One of those is the Gideon's International, and the other one is the Good News Global Ministry, which used to be called the Good News Jail and Prison Ministries. The purpose of any mission or missionary is to share God's word with non-believers, to plant the seed, to provide the opportunity for the Holy Spirit to work in their life, and to bring them to the saving grace of Jesus Christ, whom we worship here today. So now, through the use of somewhat modern technology, we get to hear live and real testimonies from those who have found a new lease on life because someone shared their story with them or someone gave them a copy of God's Word, a Bible. I do not know what kind of experience you've had with the Holy Spirit, but you're going to see how awesome the Holy Spirit is in the lives of some. Let us hear from our first storytellers.
As the night fell, I was spotted by two men that I had robbed. They dragged me out of the car and they beat me.
I opened up my door, and on my front doorstep were 12 federal drug enforcement agents, and I was charged with a street value equivalent of 9.1 tons of marijuana.
As a habitual felon, meaning that I had been in prison several times, I had several multiple felons that I had been prosecuted for, I had been told by my attorney that that all hope was gone. And And one Saturday morning, a brave soldier came through, probably one of the bravest men that I've ever met. In his hand, he had a little brown book. He said, "Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?" He opened it to the back pages and shared with me the plan of salvation. He told me that the Lord loved me and he could forgive me of all my sin.
I took that New Testament back to my cell, and for the very first time, I opened up that New Testament and I read through the entire Gospel of Mark.
I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And he gave me that little book and told me to take it with me, told me to put my name on the back of it if I believed it, and he turned and walked away.
Gideons are men of your church, doing what they've been called to do. These are your testimonies. The Gideon Ministry expands your opportunities for evangelism in your community and beyond. When you participate in the Gideon Ministry through prayer, financial gifts, and membership, you dramatically expand the reach of your church. In fact, over the 100 plus years of the Gideon Ministry, you've enabled us to give away almost 2 billion copies of Scripture. Please join hands with us as together we become God's love in action, placing His Word across the street and around the world.
I don't know where all the millions of Scripture has gone, but I know where one Scripture has gone, and it landed in my hands.
Because of you and the purpose and the plan of the Gideons, my whole life has changed.
And it was that Scripture that began the journey for me toward a life of obedience to Christ, because it is the Word of God that transforms lives.
What an inspiration, knowing that when God's word is placed in all walks of life, it fulfills a promise that he made to us in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. "So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." Paul had said to the young man Timothy, "The sacred writings have power to make you wise and lead you to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." Again, as followers of Christ, we all have a story to tell. It could have been any one of us through our faith, our works, who shared God's word with those individuals we just saw in that film. Let me ask you a question this morning. Would you be believing in Jesus Christ today if you did not have a Bible to read from or someone to read to you from that Bible? Think about that for a moment. So, why are we here? What works can we do? Well, Acts 22:15 tells us, "You'll be his witness to all people of what you have seen and heard." This is why we serve. This is why we work. To see people turn to Christ after reading God's word from a Bible or a New Testament. For many of you, when you hear the name Gideons, you think about the Bibles bearing the Gideon emblem that you see in hotel and motel rooms. But you should know that the Gideon Bible is simply the Bible distributed by the Gideons. When a Bible is placed in a hotel room, the average life is about 7 years. And during that time, we know approximately 3,300 people are going to pass through that room. Now, not everyone's going to be exposed to God through that Bible, but many will pick up that Bible and have a life-changing experience. Let's listen to Elliot's story.
I went to a motel on Christmas Eve. I intended to end my life. I lived most of my life out of control. I had used drugs and alcohol. I was put out of my home. My wife told me to leave. And as I'm sitting in that room, I noticed a book lying on top of the TV. And I looked down and I saw that it was a Gideon Bible. And I thought, who needs that? And I took my hand and I swiped it off on the floor. Well, it fell at my feet, but it fell open. What I read changed my life. It said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you." Today, I'm a pastor. My family's been restored. My wife has forgiven me. We work together in ministry. All of this because of one Bible in one room and one night. Thank God for the Gideons, and thank God for the Bibles that they put in the motel rooms.
What an impact one Bible can have on somebody's life. Place in a hotel room. And again, that could have been right here in the Chippewa Valley. Even though you regularly see Gideon place Bibles in hotels, and these certainly have been an important part of the Gideon ministry and a highly recognizable part of the ministry over the last 100 plus years, the Gideon's International is so much more. Through your ongoing support, the majority of our distributions today provide God's word to the next generation, and that is to students at schools and colleges. When Jesus stopped at Jacob's well in Samaria and was speaking with the Samaritans, John recorded in chapter 4, verse 41, that many more believed because of his word. We regularly distribute to the middle schools and high schools in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties, which are the two counties our local Gideon camp covers. Recently, we've had distributions at the Lake Holcomb, Cadott, and Chippewa Falls Middle School, where we handed out over 400 of these little pocket testaments to students. This spring, we're planning more distributions at some of the middle schools and high schools in the area, as well as CVTC. And this past fall, we passed out over 600 testaments to the students at UW Eau Claire. Craig Rochelle was a college student who received one of the little pocket testaments at his university. Let's listen to Craig's story.
Hi, my name is Craig Rochelle. I'm the pastor of LifeChurch.tv, and so much of what I'm doing today is a result of how God used the Gideons to get God's word into my hand to transform my life. When I was in college, my fraternity got in a lot of trouble. I was the ringleader in many ways of the trouble. And so as a PR move, even as a non-Christian, I decided to start a Bible study. The only problem was I didn't own a Bible. And the day that we were scheduled to have our Bible study, I was walking from one class to another when a gentleman, a Gideon, offered me a free green New Testament Bible. I can remember distinctly thinking, wow, if there is a God, he must have just worked through that guy. And sure enough, through the Bible, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, I read that you're saved by grace through faith. It's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, so no one can boast. And that's when spiritually I was born anew, forgiven of all my sins by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. To all those who serve in the Gideons, thank you for investing in me. For all those who are investing in the Gideons, thank you for making a difference in thousands of stories just like mine. The living word is active, powerful. Thank you for getting it out.
So, we all do have a story to tell. We just need to be bold enough to do it. We continually place scriptures at medical facilities in our local communities such as Bloomer, Chippewa Falls, and Eau Claire, where many of you pass by each day. But we also provide scriptures to police, fire, and medical personnel, and those in our military, as well as our jail and prisons. Let's listen to Josh's story.
My name is Joshua Hamsa. When I was 15, I was kicked out of my parents' home. The court ordered me to live at a homeless shelter in Spokane, Washington. It wasn't without reason. I was a chronic runaway at the time. I just didn't really want to be there. Not long afterwards, I decided to skip curfew, coming back to the shelter, and didn't have a place to stay that night. So I was welcomed into the home of a local pedophile, and he introduced me to his friends. My life didn't get a whole lot better from there. I was a thief, a vandal, a liar, a cheat, a drug addict, a drug dealer, a fraud. There was nothing good in me. Eventually, I was arrested in a raid. I was put in a cell in Los Angeles County, California. And wouldn't you just know the way that God works, my bunkmate led the Bible study. Since I grew up in the church, I took his invitation. I felt like I knew all the things about God that I needed to know, and I was comfortable, and it's not like I was doing anything else at the time anyway. So I joined their Bible study. I don't remember what we talked about, but I know that immediately afterwards, when I went back to my cell, I got absolutely wrecked by the Holy Spirit. All of a sudden, I became acutely aware of the fact that everything that I was doing in my life was causing pain to other people, and that my life and my actions were full of poison. And so I told Jesus, if you want my life, It's not worth anything, but you can have it. I knew the next step was to get a Bible, and so I requested for one from the chaplain at the jail, and a Gideon Bible was delivered to my cell. I started reading. I got to know Jesus. I studied his word. I poured it into my soul, and I had the opportunity in that prison on my 25th birthday to be baptized. Eventually, I got out, and my life was completely different. It's been 8 years this week since I got out of prison, and I haven't been put back in handcuffs since. I've been remarried and have a beautiful son. I have a job and a career and an education today. God has completely changed my life. He has restored it. He has renewed it. He's fulfilled his promises more than I could ask or think or imagine. So when Isaiah 55:11 says that God's word won't return void, truly I tell you that this scripture has been fulfilled today in your hearing.
Do you believe it? Is there power in the Holy Spirit? These are real people. They're not just movie actors. These things actually happened in their life. The Gideon's International is organized in some 200 countries around the world. We are unique in that our members live in the countries where they serve. We are not just visitors in the countries like Nepal, Haiti, or Ukraine. We know the language and the culture. Gideon's work there, sharing the gospel and copies of God's word with their neighbors, their families, and their friends. And because of your prayerful support, the Gideons annually can distribute close to 82 million copies of God's word around the world in over 100 different languages. Annually, annually here in the Chippewa Valley, we place between 4,000 to 6,000 copies of God's word, whether it's a full Bible or a pocket testament. And we thank you for helping make that possible. Right now, millions of lost people are in need of God's word, many of them right here in this community. Some of them live down the street from this church building. They may not be willing to come to this church building, so we need to go to them. As followers of Christ, do not be afraid to share your story with a family member, a neighbor, a friend, or even a complete stranger you may meet in a store or on the street of how God has changed your life. Simply share with them how Romans 8:10 has given you hope. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is alive because of righteousness. When you think about it, the Bible is filled with passages such as this one that Paul wrote to the Romans. We as Christians here in this community have an abundance of opportunities to read the Bible and discover and dwell on such passages as these. What a great feeling it is to know that even though our physical bodies are dead because of sin, our spirit is alive because we believe in Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. What a privilege and opportunity we have to be able to read from the Holy Scriptures because we have it available to us, as witnessed by the testimonies that we have seen. Not everyone does. The interesting thing about working in God's mission field is we never know when what we do in one ministry may cross over into another ministry. God's ministries all have the same purpose. That is to bring men and women, boys and girls, to his saving grace. Such is the case with the Good News Jail and Prison Ministry, which we now call Good News Global. Some of you may know our next speaker, Brian Cole. Brian has spoken in our area a number of times. And if you're not sure yet about the power of what this book has to offer, I believe after you hear Brian's testimony, you will. Let's listen to Brian.
It all started for me. I'm 48 years old. 38 years ago, started a lifetime of just darkness and just a satanic dark life. At the age of 10, I was introduced into Satanism, into drugs and alcohol. One of my initiations at the age of 10, I had a cross tattooed on the bottom of my left foot so I could trample God whenever I walked. Eventually, not only did I get involved with other aspects of the occult, but just Christian hating was a religion to me. I mean, I desecrated so many churches, so many cemeteries, nativity scenes at Christmas time, you name it. I just hated Christians. And you guys, in your Bibles, you were one of my worst enemies. I spent 27 years of my life in prison. And the amount of Bibles in prison is just unbelievable. And I had quite the job. I was a janitor in most of the prisons I worked in. And when people go to bed and I'd clean up, my job was trashing all the Bibles and other literature. So I just wanted to, you to know how much I hated Christians. Throughout them years, on top of being involved with the occult, you know, the addictions come with it. Whether it was drug addictions, pornography, cutting, self-mutilation, I was into everything I could. I didn't believe I belonged in this world. I hated life. I hated people. I used people. I manipulated them. It's the only thing that they were good for is to get what I wanted out of life. The time that I served, everything from petty drug charges to attempted murder, this guy on my neck, I got tattooed here, Eric, I killed him through the use of methamphetamines. So if you don't think that the drugs kill others, here to tell you you're wrong. Well, after this dark satanic life and attempting to take my life on several occasions through the use of drugs, in 2009 that all changed. I was arrested for the last time. I was addicted for 2 years to methamphetamines, and you know, my body took its toll. I was 180 some pounds when I came out of prison in 2006. By 2009, I was 135 pounds, skeletal, still losing teeth to this day. Selling tons of marijuana to pay for my addictions. I got locked up, got arrested for running a drug house, and that was the day they saved my life. I went to the Chippewa County Jail, and one of your members, Cliff Walterstorff, he works at the Good News Jail and Prison Ministry there. You know, enough had happened in my life. I was 43 years old, I think, at the time when this happened. And after looking back at my life, I had just gotten married six months prior to this arrest, and finally woke up one day and was like, I think I have a problem. And I blamed it on the drugs. You know, I didn't look at it, it was my belief system, the occult, my belief system that gave me permission to do all the things that I did. But it was enough to open up the door, to admit that something was wrong with me, for the Lord to start working in me. I wanted to do things on my own like I always did. And I tried, but like I said, that thought alone was enough for the Lord to start working. And I seen they had an intense drug and alcohol program there at the jail. Unfortunately, it was a faith-based drug and alcohol program. I really didn't want to get involved with that, but you know, I was pushed to do it. I really wanted to do something for myself in life. And I went, and I let them guys know, you know, I'm here to better myself. I don't want to hear none of this Jesus stuff. And Chaplain Cliff Walter starts like, well, if you're going to be in here, you're going to hear what I got to say. I'm like, all right, chap, but you guys don't talk to me. Man, long story short, I had to have a Bible to do my homework. Oh. Really? So I managed to get the library one day by myself, and I found one of those small little pocket testaments, and I stashed it down my pants, went back to my room, put it under my pillow when no one was looking, and when they'd lock down at night, I'd pull that out and I'd fill in the blanks in my homework. And, you know, I went from filling in the blanks to the Lord filling me with life. You know, I came across a verse seemingly, you know, like it didn't have nothing to do with nothing, but it was Psalm 51:7, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than the snow. And that blew me away because that was word for word part of the cleansing rituals that we performed in the occult. What is this doing here? That's how God caught my attention. So that's when I started reading the Bible and coming across other things. And it was at that time that God started slamming things and putting people and putting books and everything I needed in place when I needed it. You know, as soon as I started having questions about the authenticity of Scripture, because, you know, I thought it was just another mythology book, like all the other ones that I studied, boom, here comes The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. Read it, often tasted the Bible for me, and then I was mad, because I'm like, man, I'm a pretty intellectual person. You could tell me for 40-some years I've been lied to and deceived? Here comes a faith-based anger class. Dealt with it. After I dealt with my anger, all the shame of my past started coming at me. Everybody I had anything to do with in life was destroyed. I attempted to kill people. I destroyed my family, anybody I was involved with. Bang, faith-based shame class. And it just happened one after another. And finally, one day, the only thing that was holding me back was the understanding of, I understand forgiveness for all the things people have done to me and all things I've done to people, but how can God forgive me for the things I personally did and said against him? And I brought that up to the chaplain one day, and he's like, what? And I said, what I just said. How can he forgive me for the things I said and did against him? He said, what? I mean, chap, don't play with me. And he says, that's what the Lord is saying to you, Brian. As far as the east is from the west, he doesn't just forgive you, man, he forgets it. Man, all my life I want a chance to go back to the age of 5 and keep all the wisdom and knowledge I have now. Just start all over again. You know what? Jesus Christ gave me that chance. He said, I'm going to make a new man out of you. I'm going to give you a new heart. And he can do that for each and every person. That Bible is a living word. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And the truth is Jesus Christ, and he set me free. And now to this day, you know, not even 2 years after I'm out of prison, I've only been out of prison for 3 years and 1 month, and already I'm in a position to glorify God and share God with others and minister to a church and minister to youth and hopefully tell these kids, man, this is what's going to happen to you if you don't trust in the Lord. They might not get this bad, but it can. But it doesn't matter to the Lord whether it was as bad as I am or just someone falling back. It's the unbelief. It's having a life without him. People say, your testimony, I don't have nothing like it. Bull. In Lord's eyes, it's all the same. We're all fallen creatures. We all need him regardless of what we're involved with. And one thing I've learned since I've been out of prison is to use everything that the Lord brings into my life for his glory. It was hard for me to, you know, dress up. This isn't me. And one of the things I like to talk about as far as being obedient to God is understanding that everything that we have in our life, God gives us. God gives me. God gave me a truck. God gave me my family back. God restored all my relationships. God gave me a motorcycle. And you know what I did? Like everything else in life, I use that motorcycle for him because it's his. So whether I'm speaking to the bikers at all these Daytona events and letting them know there is another way, man. There's a way where you don't have to do all this stuff and you can be happy. I thought Christians were the most boring people in the world. Man, I've had so much fun in the last 3 years. It's unbelievable. So I just want to thank each and every one of you guys for everything that you do. And not just the Gideon Bibles, man, but the life books. This has been such a blessing to me and my youth. We do a lot of motorcycle stuff and parades and stuff. My deal, I don't hand out candy, man. I got a backpack full of life books, and I hand these out to the kids. When they see and they ain't getting candy, they're kind of... But they get them. But they get them. Thank you for the life books. Thank you for life. Thank you for everything you do. I preach all the time in my church about going out. Because it's you people that save my life. It's the people who go out and not just sit on their dead butt in churches who save lives. So thank you for doing what you do and going out and saving lives.
The life book that Brian talked about is a little soft-covered booklet with the Book of John in it. And it's kind of a unique book. It has narrations done by students, for students to help them understand verses and scriptures. This book is provided free by the Gideon's two pastors, churches, youth leaders, to be given to the students in their church for those students to give to their friends. When you share God's word, do you expect something to happen? Pastor Mark talked about the proof of the powers of the Holy Spirit last week. Well, I believe that the proof is in the boldness of these testimonies that we've just heard. What we saw and heard, I believe, could not have happened without the Holy Spirit. God may be working on your heart right now. Do you feel the boldness? Are you asking yourself, how can I put my faith into action? How can I help? What can I do today? Let me suggest three things to you briefly. First is prayer. Second is financial support. And third is work. Yes, good old-fashioned work. We need your help to continue to reach students and reach hotels and reach men and women, boys and girls in all walks of life and countries around the world. Starting with prayer, please pray that we all have a steady flow of funds to purchase and place these Bibles and Testaments in the coming months so people like Brian and the other ones that we've seen have access to them. Pray that we have more men and their wives, like many of you sitting here this morning, join the Gideon's International, help meet the growing need for distributing God's word. And pray that those who receive God's word today will not only open the scriptures, but also will open their hearts to Christ, and that we will have the courage, the boldness to be there and to witness to them and share our story with them. You can become involved with the Gideons by becoming either a member or a friend of the Gideons International. And if you have questions about that, Mike Clausen and Bill Becker and Roger Sumner and myself are all available here to talk to you this morning about that. I didn't forewarn these guys necessarily that they were going to be put on the spot, but they can do it. Okay. You also have the opportunity to support men and women who are in our jails, like Brian Cole was. Our local Good News Jail Ministry is having their spring support and fundraising banquet on May 6th at the Florian Gardens. Many of you should have received a little flyer in your bulletin that kind of explains that. There is a sign-up sheet out in the narthex and a display table out there. We're kind of getting close to the deadline. We do need to register by April 25th, so you can either go online and do it or sign up at the sheet, and I'll register for you. There's an information table that has more information there. There is a free meal involved that is already sponsored by those that are providing sponsorship. As I mentioned, this is a financial support banquet, so hopefully when you hear testimonies like Brian's, you're going to get encouraged to support the ministry. Has the Lord spoken to your heart today about the impact His Word is making through His ministry? Please consider making a financial gift to the Gideons. For an investment of $1.65, you can provide for the purchase and placement of a scripture for someone around the world. You must know that the funds that you give to the Gideons goes entirely to the purchase and placement of those scriptures. Any costs that the Gideons have are covered by our dues that we pay on an annual basis. And then perhaps today, if the Lord is leading you, $165 will buy a full box of 100 testaments to reach 100 men and women, boys and girls. And for your convenience, you can make your check payable to the Gideons or place a cash donation in the insert there that you have this morning. There's a little envelope. You can tear that off and put your donation in there. If you're not prepared to do a donation today, I encourage you to take this home. There is an address stamped on there. Simply put a stamp on there and send that back in with your donation. And then you can drop it in the offering box at the back of the sanctuary on your way out this morning or in the mail later on. Whatever the means, the return on your investment when you invest in the Lord's work has never been better. You can also donate scriptures anytime through using the Gideon card program. These cards can be used in memory of a loved one or let someone know that you're praying for them or thinking about them or simply want to give them recognition on a special day, donating a Bible in their name. You can send a card to a family member or friend simply by making a $6.50 donation per Bible. This is a unique and memorable way to touch thousands of lives with God's word through a simple greeting card. You can find these cards online at gideons.org, or we also have a Gideon card rack by our mailboxes out in the hallway that has a supply of cards in there that I know many of you already use. I challenge you to get out there and share God's love by sharing your story on how God has redeemed you. You heard testimonies this morning on what God can do in lives of individuals. Now, we may not all have the same or similar story, what we've heard there, but as Brian said, we all have a story to share, all have a story to tell. Has the Holy Spirit given you the power to do so? Well, I believe it has, because where God leads, He also provides. He doesn't leave us empty. Thank you for the opportunity to share with you this morning about the ministry of the Gideons and the Good News Deal ministry. These ministries are simply an extended mission arm of our church, and we want to walk side by side with them, witnessing to the lost and distributing God's word across the globe and right here at home. And if you would like to know more on how to evangelize or share your story, please come see me after the service. I'd be happy to talk to you. So it is by God's grace that we are here today. It is by God's grace that we can fulfill His great commission to share His word with others. Friends, this is the commission that we've been called to. This is the ministry we have been part of and can continue to be part of. This is why we are here, reaching out to the lost to share with them the saving grace of Jesus Christ. May we all be blessed in sending out and sharing God's word. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning, Lord, so thankful for your word. We know your word is true. We know it's infallible. We know it's inerrant. We thank you for the writers that over the years have written down what you've told them. Lord, we're so thankful for the opportunity that you've given us to fellowship together in this church building. But Lord, most importantly, we're thankful for the Holy Spirit that gives us the boldness to share our story. Lord, encourage us not just to walk out this door this morning, but to think, how can we work for you? What can we do for you? So again, Lord, it is by your grace that we ask in your name, our Lord and Savior, amen.